You are on ABC Radio, Sarah McDonald with you tonight. Well, have you ever seen people doing capoeira Angola? It is an Afro-Brazilian form of martial art mixed with music and play, and it looks like a dance. And often if you have seen it, what you'll have seen is musicians in a circle surrounding two players who are dressed in white pants and neat shirts, and they're weaving and ducking and doing all these elegant arm and leg manoeuvres, even standing on their heads at times, all to the sounds of some very unusual instruments to our ears. Capoeira Angola is playing a really important social role in a project designed for young marginalised youth here in Australia and also now in Manila in the Philippines. So we thought we'd tell you all about this tonight. And we'll hear from a man who started Project Bantu, as it's known in Sydney, and some guests from Manila in the Philippines who have set up the project. Sydney-based Mestre Rashino is a world-renowned master of the art of capoeira and a project founder of Project Bantu, and he's with me tonight in the studio. Hello.
Hello, hello.
And we also have Jamie Benedicto, and he set up Project Bantu in Manila with Mestre, and he teaches capoeira to more than 120 kids in Manila as part of a program with the Philippine Local Government Department of Social Welfare. Welcome, and to Australia.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Great to be here.
It's good to have you. We also have Kenneth and Mark and Teddy, who are all members of the Project Bantu, and I will get a photo of them that we'll put on our website soon. And they are from a very small and very populous part of Manila, and they're going to play us some music later on. So they're patiently waiting until it's their turn to play. All right. So let's tell us about your background, first of all, Mestre. You're a master of capoeira Angola, and you've been practicing that much of your life in Brazil, yeah?
Yes, correct. Yeah, I was born in the island called Itaparica. It's the northeast of Brazil. And I was grew up in Salvador. I started capoeira when I was very young. This year is my 40 years capoeira and 20 years of Project Bantu. Yeah, Project Bantu started in Brazil and been travel.
It started in Brazil
and then came here.
So when did you bring it to us? Were you one of the first people to do it in Australia?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I came to Australia in 2005. I stayed for 6 months, and then I went back to Brazil and then come back in 2006. That's when Project Bantu really started in Australia.
Okay. And for those who don't know anything about it, what is it and where did it come from originally?
Capoeira Angola started in Brazil in the 16th, 17th centuries with Africans as slaves. And they used Capoeira Angola as a way of communication, because they come from different part of Africa and the language was kind of difficult for them to communicate. So they use the body as a way of communication to fight for freedom and fight against oppression and all those things. So I started capoeira when I was young, and then I grew up with capoeira. And capoeira was, for me, was my education, was my way of life. I grew up in a very poor family and community as well. So I thought capoeira was incredible source for me to be as a person, to grow as
I mean, it's often looks like kind of a martial art and a dance at one, but what is it to you? It's much more than that, I know.
Yeah, to me, it's a vehicle of message to people to raise their self-esteem, their resilience, and to be themselves as a is always a challenge to question who you are, where you come from, and why you want to belong and how you can belong. And in many ways, so we have the heart. The heart is kind of the small world, and outside, inside the big world. In Capoeira Angola, there's many ways of communication, as a cord of communication between one and another, and through that, the music, through the movement, so you start to discover how much you can do as a person, how much you can do, how much you can challenge yourself. And that's build incredible self-esteem and resilience to people.
Yeah, because two people mirror each other in the move, so there has to be great communication without words. Exactly. Is that right?
Yeah, so exactly. You can say many things without opening your mouth. Mm-hmm. And many people, especially young people. So in Australia, Project Bantu was introduced to by STARTS. STARTS is the SEFs for the treatment and total trauma survive and rehabilitation. And we work with refugees in Australia. And so they come with very high level of trauma. And trauma is a very thing. It's a big thing where people cannot communicate and not trust, feel themselves isolated, no belonging. So capoeira is a way of introduce them back to the society where they can communicate without use their mouth.
And
they
also if people are from all parts of the world, like refugees, because
like
you,
refugees,
yeah, it takes away language. It's a new, it's like a
new
form
language.
Of language.
It's like from a language.
Yeah. Okay. So what about for you, Jamie? How did you discover it?
Well, actually my siblings got started doing capoeira before me and I was still studying at the time. And one of them invited me to come to a class while I was still in university. And that's how I began doing capoeira. And then 5 years after that, I had the opportunity to meet Mestre Roxinho. And I decided that Mestre's vision was one that was similar to my own. And, you know, that's how we kind of started working together. And we decided to establish Project Bantu in the Philippines not long after that. So that was about 8 years ago now.
So when you say the vision was the same, what was your vision?
Well, personally, I've always just been working with nonprofits since I finished college. And so it seemed like a fit because I also started doing capoeira at around that time. And so when I met Maestro and he came to the Philippines, we brought him to the Philippines and he saw that there were so many children who were actually on the streets and so many children who were in really bad situations. It kind of fit quite well, the idea of us trying to start something that worked with capoeira and with young people who are at risk.
Mm. So it seems like the Project Bantu has been in Australia. It's been in lots of countries around the world, and now it's come to the Philippines. Yeah.
Yeah. So Project Bantu started in Brazil and went to two different places in Brazil, and then went to Angola in Africa, and then Italy, Spain, and Australia, and then Philippines. I just come back from 1 month trip in the United States, in England, and
Germany.
In Germany, which is potentially a place where Project Bantu will be as well implemented in conjunction with the universities of those countries, where they have a social project for refugees as well. But they looking for something really to fit in what they want to achieve with their clients. And Project Bantu has been helping other programs as well around the world as a reference for other social projects.
Well, let's hear about so we're going to hear some music from the boys, Kenneth, Mark and Teddy, in just a minute. Tell us about the area where they live.
So these three kids are from the city of Badilla, which is inside of Metro Manila, which is the capital city in the Philippines. And they're from a neighborhood called San Andres Bukid, which means St. Andrew of the mountain in our language. And they started with me about 2 years ago. Two of them are currently not in school. One of them is completing his studies. And it's a very tough place to grow up because there's not a lot of structure. In the Philippines and Metro Manila, there's a lot of overpopulation in general, and that brings a whole lot of social challenges. So there's housing, healthcare, education, all sorts of issues that they face. And their area is one of the, I guess you could say, like a focal point where all of these things kind of come together. And it's really tough for kids to grow up in that area. You know, you see kids playing on the street the whole day and even at night, running around the street, their cars passing by like super fast, things you wouldn't see here. Like they've been asking me, for example, the whole time that we were here, like, why aren't there kids running around on the street here? And, you know, that's it's just
where
not
are they
normal.
All?
Yeah,
they're
where
inside.
Are they?
And, yeah. They should be running around a bit more, hero.
Well, should be.
Yeah, but no, I totally understand what you're saying, of course. Yeah.
And so, like, the difficulty that these kids have, especially when they're not in school, is that they have a very loose understanding of structures and rules. And this means that when they do go to school or when they try to find work later on in life, it's hard for them to follow because they're so used to just doing what they want that when they have to fit into a kind of system where there's an authority above them, it becomes difficult to fit in. So that's where we come in. Using Mestre's methodologies and techniques, we work with them through classes and help them develop a better understanding of why they should follow rules through capoeira, through something that's very playful and easy for them to understand.
Does it require rules, or is it it's a good introduction to that because it requires discipline and
I would say
connection?
I would say there are rules already in Capoeira Angola. And the good thing, the good thing about the rules is that when the kids understand why those rules are there and the order that's kind of necessary, they themselves will be the ones to kind of enforce the rules when there are other children. Like, you need to sit in this place, you need to come dressed a certain way. You can't cut in front of somebody else if there's a line, things like that.
Discipline. Mm. And it's incredible after, you know, in the beginning, becoming like some conflict, you know, because it's another person demanding. But in Capoeira Angola, it's not a person demanding. We use the beating bow as a way of communication in power. So we have the rhythm called toque de chamada. So the toque de chamada tell them time to stop, time to begin, come back in here, go there, doing that. So we use the song with some songs to tell as a message. So this song, it means this and this and that. So we should not do this, this, this and that. Mm. So through the music, through the rhythm, so they listen. It's not like you have to do, you have to know. It's more kind of fluid, like flow in a very, you know, like a river. It's not going too rough, but it's too crossed many places, you know, big rocks.
Is it sort of meditative in a way?
So
it's a body, mind, spirit connection as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So the presence of the person who guide, it's there, but in the same way, it's becoming something very easy to understand who are in charge, because it's about guidance. It's not about being power.
I think as well, like one of the great things about Capoeira Angola is it involves so many different things. So there's play, there's music, there's instruments. And like kids who have difficulties because of trauma, of past experiences, for example, like some of the ones Master works with here and we work with in the Philippines, they'll say, for example, that when you ask them after class, so how was it or what did you like about the class, they say they feel more relaxed after from playing music, from singing.
Yeah.
Because they can take so many things from the class, you know, aside from the discipline and all of that, the exertions that they put themselves in the class, like, have a very good effect on
and
them.
And just
in general,
being in the moment as well.
Definitely.
And build a new community for them as well.
Yes, okay, and connection. Yeah. You're on Nightlife. We're talking about this fantastic program where Capoeira Angola is used in Project Bantu. It's in Australia. It's in lots of countries in the world and the Philippines. And Mestre is with me and Jamie, who does it in the Philippines. And we have three boys who are getting a bit bored because they want to play their instruments, but they're being very well-behaved. They don't speak English, but we're going to hear from them in just a minute. So that's fantastic. So how do you think has changed their behaviour then? Like, what are the outcomes that you see? Because the Philippines at the moment is quite, it's sounding, you know, with the president, he's very hardcore. We're hearing of a lot of, you know, he's sort of the Trumpian hardcore president of Asia. And, you know, he's saying he's cleaning up the streets and everything. But what effect have you seen in such a kind of interesting time in your history?
I'm very proud of these three, first of all, because, you know, just getting them here to Sydney has been such an immense journey. And one that I think, you know, they really did well on their part. We did a whole fundraising campaign, and it required a lot from them as well, aside from, you know, the things that they have to do for themselves. We
How old are they? Sorry, we didn't say
One of them's 13, the other one's 15, and the other one's 16.
Okay.
So we did fundraising classes for different groups. We did performances and things like that. And, you know, for kids who sometimes have difficulties even telling what time it is in the day or knowing what time they should wake up, you know, just like having the discipline to, you know that they need to have their clothes ready and clean, and they need to be ready at this time, and to, you know, is good.
It's a whole life experience.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. And I think they've shown as well a lot of discipline here with the work that we've been doing here. We've been doing so many classes with Project Bantu, and they've taught at those classes.
Have they met Australian kids?
They have.
And been doing
Caballero
with Australian kids?
So many hundreds of kids already.
Really?
More than
ask them how they, ask, what do they think about the Australian kids that they've met?
Ano daw tingin niyo sa mga bata na ano, nakilala niyo dito?
Ano sir, interesado sila matuto ng capoeira.
He says he thinks they're very interested in learning capoeira actually.
Great. So they have this connection across culture and language and through this incredible experience. How many have come with you?
It's just these three for now.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, it's the first time we've managed to do it, but hopefully, we can do more exchanges.
Well, young boys traveling overseas, and what a culture shock Australia must be, too.
It has been. on every level. On every level.
Yes, yeah.
For me, you know, I, as outsider, but inside as well, because... Yeah. For the past eight, nine years,
he's been coming.
I've been coming to Philippines 2 times a year, 1 time a year. And I saw those kids, not only them, many other kids, you know, they from the street, you know, the clothes were dirty, you know, they sleep on the floor in the street, and which was my past, you know. And
well, you lived on the street too?
I did it for 1.5 years. Uh-huh. And so they... begging for food, asking people for food, stay until 11, 12 midnight, begging for food, for money, to bring home, you know. I done all of this too. Mm. And today, see those kids, you know, coming, dressed, you know, very clean, t-shirt tucked inside the pants, which is not normal for teenagers.
Not normal.
Yeah, and
my son hasn't learned that one yet.
Sit and listen.
Yeah.
You know, and we've been going to schools in Western Sydney since Monday, and every class we have about 45, 50 students, and they... becoming a reference for those kids in Australia.
Mm.
You know, they thought class, you know, they speak after the class, send them a message to these young people in here, you know, how they can enjoy more capoeira, how they can participate better in capoeira. So this is a big change in 2 years.
Yeah. So we're going to hear the music in just a moment. Where does the music come from?
Africa. Yeah, Africa, you know, when capoeira gods come from Africa, the music comes from Africa. It's all the music is related to something. And we use different meaningful songs to send a message to them. And we can sing that song when they play the music. And Africa uses music as a way of communication to complain about, you know, oppression or any kind of disadvantaged community. So capoeira, it's embraced that since the beginning, and we use the music.
Tell us about the instruments they've got, because they're very unusual instruments.
Okay, so
we will put some photos up so people can see this on our Facebook and our website.
Teddy's have the birimbau bunga, which is the birimbau master, which would use to play, to guide the rhythm.
It's like a long, colourful stick. Yeah.
So all... you know, in Africa, Nigeria, Angola, Congo, you know, it's a very common instrument. In South Africa as well. This is the Kennedy has the medu. It's to communicate one and another.
Mm.
And
Mark
have the pandero. to mark the sound together.
Mm-hmm. So these are specific to Capoeira Angola form?
To Capoeira.
Okay.
To Capoeira.
All yeah. right. Okay, so they're just going to hear us play some of the... what are they going to play for us? Just something that they would...
Ted's going to play Toque de Angola and Kenneth is going to play São Bento Pequeno. And Mark is going to mark the pandeiro.
All together or separately?
All together.
Okay.
All together.
All right, I'll turn another couple of microphones on. And when they're ready, let's hear it. This is exciting. Live music in the studio. Thank you. Private performance for everybody there. So what were you singing about with that?
This song is very meaningful. It say yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Today okay. we have, tomorrow we don't. Today we have, where I go, I bring with me. It means to give a value, whatever we have today, to pay more attention, to appreciate whatever we have today. So... all the songs we sing for the main, for it's been singing in Project Band for the past 20 years mm-hmm. to young people, for them to understand and give a value to things mm-hmm. they have today. Mm-hmm. Whatever they have today is important to give the value for. Yeah.
Yeah. And what are your hopes for the kids of these three, but also for all of the kids across the world, I suppose? You must have seen so many kids grow up.
Yes. I've been seeing many kids grow up. And I hope them to be incredible person for themselves first and then transfer to another person around them and to find their journey in a very friendly and peaceful way, get their education done, you know, empower themselves, you know, treat people with respect and embrace with the community.
Mm. Does it help with school retention and things like that, you know, going to school and education?
Yeah.
Is it with the... because music is also powerful for the brain in connection, isn't it? And learning to learn and, it can have so many impacts across.
Yeah. Look, you know, they become a musician, you know, like.
That's true.
They become a musician because capoeira gives them another way of looking for life. You know, it's another excuse where they can get from capoeira Angola as well.
So. Yeah. Well, it's been fantastic to hear you. I know there's a documentary that people can look up if they would like to see more about this. What's the documentary called?
Who We Really Are.
Okay. Check it out if you want to find out more about this.
And in the Philippines, there is another one.
Yeah, what's the one in the Philippines? Do you know the name?
Actually, this one here, Mark, was featured on a local news program that does character pieces about people. And he came out on the ANC News Channel on a program called Mukha, which means face. And the title of the show or the episode was called Laro, which means to play. So, Project Bantu's online everywhere on Facebook and there's a website, projectbantu.org, and they can find all the resources they need there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, thank you so much for having
us. Oh, thanks for coming
in.
I hope the trip here continues to go really well. And I just love the idea of these kids from such different cultures getting together.
Right.
Because they have so much in common as well, right? Mm. Yeah. I thank you all for coming in. We've been chatting to Mesri Rashino and also Jamie Benedicto and our star musicians, Kenneth, Mark and Teddy. Well done, all of you.
On ABC Radio, it's Nightlife with Sarah McDonald.